Hello, and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. My name is Jason Harden. This is where we open the Bible in search of fuel for your spiritual journey. We talk about life the way it was meant to be and what it means to be a disciple of Jesus in the 21st century. Thanks for joining me on the journey. This week has been a week for many of us of adjustments. It's just me again today on the podcast, but I am thankful to be with you and looking forward to have Roger back with us very, very soon. Again, you might hear some bumps, maybe even the sounds of a saw or two. Work continues on the expansion of our auditorium, and so we're thankful for that. And I mentioned on our Wednesday episode that in the next week or so, it may be, we're not exactly sure yet, may be that Roger and I have to do some recording remotely from our homes. We'll keep you posted on that, but we're committed as much as depends on us to provide for you content via this channel on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's Friday, which means our flagship heaven-bound podcast lane. And I'd like to talk with you from two different passages in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 2 and Colossians 2. I don't know if you're on a treadmill or you're sitting down. If you're on a treadmill, just listen. But if you're sitting down, you might open a Bible back to 1 Thessalonians Chapter 2. It's interesting to me how relevant. It really doesn't matter what's going on in our lives. There is always somewhere we can go in God's incredible revelation to mankind and find connections to whatever it is that is going on in our lives. And today's episode is no exception. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul is the one who is writing. He is writing, of course, to Christians in the ancient city of Thessalonica. And he speaks in very personal terms in 1 Thessalonians 2, beginning in verse 17, when he says, "But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy." He goes on from there to say, therefore, there are certain things he wants these brethren to keep in mind, certain things he wants them to do and continue to be devoted to. But I'm fascinated by this little paragraph in our English translations at the end of chapter 2. Paul had been torn away from these brethren. It's the language of involuntary separation. We know that he had been in Thessalonica. We know that in person he had had a great deal to do with the spread of the gospel up to the region of Thessalonica. You can read historically about that in Acts chapter 17. How Paul and Silas, they, as so often was their custom, started off at the synagogue of the Jews. They, over the course of three Sabbath days, they reason with them from the scriptures. They work to explain and to prove that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead. And Luke even records for us some of the words that Paul said. "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, is the Christ." Acts 17:4 tells us that some of the people in Thessalonica were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. I'm guessing that is the audience, some of the original audience that Paul is writing to here in 1 Thessalonians. These people who at first in Thessalonica were persuaded. They wanted to learn more. They were willing to be devoted to this Jesus whom Paul was proclaiming as the Christ. But we do know from Acts 17, Paul was not able to stay long in that city. Acts 17:5 tells us that the Jews were jealous. And taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob, set the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them, and they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying, there is another king, Jesus." And the people and the city, Luke tells us, the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. When they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. But the brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. I want you to think about what has happened, what Luke is telling us in Acts 17. Over the course of 3 Sabbath days, Paul proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ. And it begins to get a foothold. The powerful seed of God's word begins to sink into people's hearts. And some are willing to respond and obey and begin walking with Jesus. There are unbelieving Jews who are consumed with jealousy by what they see, and they form a mob, and it gets so dangerous that brothers and sisters now, people who had been added by God to the kingdom of Jesus Christ in Thessalonica, these brothers and sisters immediately send Paul and Silas away. And now we begin to connect the dots. Paul writes 1 Thessalonians, the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. And what does he say in 1 Thessalonians 2:17? "We were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time." We suddenly were separated, and that's not what we wanted. That's not how we would have written this story. He trusts that it's only going to be for a short time. But I love how he says, "We were torn away from you in person, but not in heart." I want you to think about that statement in relation to us over the course of the last several weeks. Who would have known just a few months ago that life here at the end of March in 2020 would look the way that it does for disciples of Jesus literally all over the world? I remember Roger's last sermon that I heard in person about leadership in tough times, leading through the storms. What an amazing last word for our church family, for our leaders to hear. I remember Zach Dinsford, if you're a member of our church family here, I believe he gave the last Wednesday night invitation before suddenly, in a very real sense, we were torn away from each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. And I believe now, just as surely as the Apostle Paul believed in 1 Thessalonians 2, this is only going to be for a short time. But I want you to reflect on what he is saying. Whether you're a member of our Charlestown Road Church family or you're a disciple of Jesus a long ways off, in person, we might be away from one another. But that doesn't mean that we have to be separated in heart. We have been physically distanced from one another, but that does not mean that we have to be disconnected from one another at the level of the heart. I told you there were two examples, just a page or two before in your Bibles. You can look with me in Colossians chapter 2. Paul uses much the same language as he writes this letter to Christians in the ancient city of Colossae. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 5. He says, "Though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ." I'm not with you right now in the flesh, but I'm with you in spirit. And what does he want these disciples of Jesus to hold on to recognize as essential? What does he want them to continue to feed and maintain while they are physically disconnected from one another? Good order and the firmness of their faith in Christ. You notice the next verse, verse 6. He says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." I'm not able to be with you in person, Paul says, but there are certain things you must continue to be devoted to. In our case today, in late March and heading into April, there are a number of things all around us that have been canceled. But listen to Colossians 2, verse 6. Your relationship with Christ Jesus has not been canceled. His lordship over every square inch of this universe, including my life and your life, his lordship has not been canceled. Our walk of discipleship has not been canceled. The spiritual life-giving roots that provide life in Jesus, our roots spiritually have not been canceled. Opportunities to be built up in him have not been canceled. Opportunities to be established in the faith, what you in the past have been taught, that hasn't been canceled. Listen to the end of Colossians 2, verse 6. Thanksgiving has not been canceled. Paul says, "I'm not able to be with you in person, but I am with you in spirit, and I am calling you to continue to abound in thanksgiving." What an important thing for us to realize here at the end of this week, heading into a fresh God-given weekend. Yes, in our context here at Charlestown Road, our assembly for this coming Sunday morning in the flesh has been canceled. But worship has not been canceled. Let's get that in our minds. A week or so ago, we referenced the example of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, how even in a jail, in the depths of confinement in Philippi, they were continuing to pray and sing praises to God. They were confined in the flesh, but worship was not canceled. Relationship with God was not canceled. Doing everything that we can to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to him, that hasn't been canceled. That is our reasonable service, according to Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And so before we wrap this episode up, you might go back with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians 1, we heard Paul earlier in 1 Thessalonians 2 saying, we were torn away from you for a short time. Torn away in person, but not in heart. And so what does he want these baby Christians? I mean, you think about it. He was there for what we know, according to Acts 17, was 3 weekends. And there are some who have responded to the gospel. What does he want them to know and hold on to? You might read just a few verses from the short chapter, 1 Thessalonians 1, beginning in verse 2. He says, we give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Paul was torn away for a time, involuntarily separated from these brothers and sisters in Christ. But discipleship hadn't been canceled. And so he reminds these brothers and sisters, and could I lean on his words to remind you, brother, sister in Christ, you have received the word of the Lord with the joy of the Holy Spirit. You turned from idols to serve the living and true God. You are being trained to be an imitator of the Lord. You are a model, an example. You are called to be living models to all believers. Your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is known in heaven. And we ought not be ashamed to allow that to be known in the world around us. Like the Thessalonians, may it be said of us, the word of the Lord is sounding forth from you. Continue to shine as lights in this world. Allow your faith in God to go forth everywhere. Continue to trust. That's what Paul is calling these brethren to do in 1 Thessalonians 1. Faithfully wait for the Son of God from heaven, whom the Father raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. For a time, Paul was separated from these brothers and sisters whom he loved. But he says, I'm giving thanks to God always for you. I'm constantly mentioning you in my prayers. I'm remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, your labor of love, and the steadfastness of your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. that is exactly where I want to be in relation to you this Friday. That's where I am. That's what I'm dedicating this day to doing with you in mind. And could I encourage you to do the same, to adopt the mindset of 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 3. Give thanks to God for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe even as a personal exercise or a family exercise. If you're a member of our Charlestown Road Church family, get out your directory. Access your mobile online directory. And just begin to scroll through that and give thanks to God for some of your brothers and sisters by name. Mention them by name in your prayers. Remember before our God and Father the work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope of people in your life who have made a difference in the name of Jesus Christ. Like Paul with the Thessalonians, for we hope a short time, we have been torn away from each other, but not in heart. We are still absolutely connected in spirit. And so I ask you, what could you do via text, via phone call, via social media? What could you do to maintain that connection to your brothers and sisters in Christ this weekend? Prayer has not been canceled. Encouragement has not been canceled. Lord willing, 2 days from now, it is the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, the best day of the week. Worship hasn't been canceled. Aren't you thankful that our God continues to reign even today? I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Heaven Bound podcast. Could I ask you a favor? Many have more time on their hands than usual. If you have not taken the time to on Apple iTunes or on Google Podcasts, if you've not taken the time to leave us a rating and a review, we would so much appreciate that. That goes a long way to helping our efforts bubble up to the top in different search areas as people are looking for biblical, Christ-centered content during these strange times. If you haven't done that, we would love it if you would take the opportunity. If there's something in this particular episode that you found helpful and you're willing to share, we would very, very much appreciate that as well. I hope that it's helped you set your mind on things above and given you a little more fuel for your journey as you head into this weekend. Let me encourage you to always remember, when you're walking with Jesus, you're heaven bound, and the best is yet to come.